But first, a few words from our sponsor.
Welcome back to Blueberry Pancakes. I'm your host, Haley Newell, and today I'm actually alone because Ava couldn't make it. So, I'm sorry. I'm really bad at this. I feel like I'm really bad at this because last week, I think I missed last week, but last week I forgot that I had a podcast. Like, I just completely forgot about it. So I'm so sorry about that. I'm going to try to get better at that. So anyways, today we're going to be talking about like my goals for 2022. I've been thinking about goals that I want to do stuff in 2022 and get better at it. So yeah. That's what I'm going to be talking about today. But first, I'm just going to talk about, you know, my week and stuff. So my week was pretty good. I have been working out. I've been working out a lot and eating. I've been eating really healthy lately, and I have been like. Oh, I'm already getting into the topic anyways. but like lately, like the past weekend, I ate really, really bad. And I started breaking out and stuff. So I'm trying to eat clean and stuff to make up for it. So that's kind of how my week has been. But I'm so glad that there's no school because I don't like doing school. I'm really glad that it's winter break. I've been so excited for winter break, and now it's finally here. And I've been just kind of enjoying my break and stuff. So yeah, that's kind of not what I'm looking forward to, but what I'm happy about this week. And since Ava's not gonna be since Ava's not here, it's gonna be a lot quieter. Not as a bad thing, but like it's not gonna be so silly, you know what I mean? I'm kind of just gonna be talking the whole time, so I'm sorry. So I guess let's just get into it. I can't really think of much to talk about or about my week and stuff, so I wrote down a few things I want to get better at in the new year on my phone. So the first thing is working out. I want to start working out every day. Lately, I have been, but like I said, the past weekend, I ate really, really badly. So, like, pretty bad. And so, I'm just trying to, you know, make up for that. So I want to start working out every day. Working out just makes me feel so good. Like, I just feel so good when I work out. I don't know if anyone else feels the same. Today I did an ab workout. It was like a 25 minute ab workout and then like a 5 minute cool down. And that was really nice. So yeah. And if you guys work out and, just like comment down below what your workout schedule is. I want to know what you guys do. I want to start working out every day. So I want to, try to like log or like, not log, track like how much I work out. So I'll just like probably on my calendar or something, I'll just write down if I worked out that day or not. And then the next one is kind of related to fitness, I guess. I have been eating clean lately, but I want to keep eating clean because sometimes I can get off track with my eating clean. And today, I want to just share with you a very low calorie recipe if anyone wants it. But anyways, I like, sauteed some peppers, tomatoes, and spinach and boiled some spaghetti noodles. and then put like this garlic sauce on it. It was really good. So yeah, I want to keep eating clean, because again, eating clean makes me feel so good. I don't know about anyone else, but it just, yeah, it just makes me feel really good. Also, I've been making this detox drink, which is, it's like you just cut up some cucumbers in slices, you cut up some lemons, and put some mint leaves, and then fill it with water, and have like that vegetable water, I guess you could call it. It sounds worse than it actually is. It's really good, actually. It's kind of a summer drink, though, so winter isn't really the time to do it, but why not? Okay, the next thing is journaling. I have a journal, but I haven't journaled in like 2 weeks, and I really want to start journaling again. It's kind of sad, actually, how little I journal when I have a journal to journal in. Okay, I just said journal like 3 times in that one sentence. So the last time, I'm just checking real quick when the last time I journaled was. Oh no. This is bad. I think the last time I journaled was more than a month ago, which is really sad. I wish that I journaled more. So yeah, that's what I'm going to try to start doing more, is journaling. I like journaling a lot, but I just never, I'm just like, so I do it at the end of the day, because it's like, or when did you sleep from, and then what you ate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, number of cups of water. So it's kind of like an end of the day thing. You can't really do it during the day, because you don't know how many cups of water you drink all day if it's during the day. And you don't want to keep crossing out the pen and stuff. So I usually do it at night. And then when you exercise, what other activities did you do? How you feel when you're about to go to sleep. Things that were fun or relaxing today. Things that were hard or stressful today. Kind of things I did for myself. And then how I feel as I woke up and as I went to sleep. So I really like this journal. It's called the self-care journal. Let me see. Yeah, self-care journal. I got it on Amazon, and it was only like $10. So I really recommend it. So I'm going to try to start journaling more often, because I haven't journaled in a while. So okay, the next one is having a good sleep schedule. So my sleep schedule is really not that bad right now. It's like I go to bed at 11:30, wake up at 8-ish, and so it's like really not that bad, but I would just want to start getting up earlier to get more stuff done. And honestly, I have gotten up early. Before the break, because now that it's the break, I like to sleep in and whatnot. But before the break, I was going to bed at 11 and getting up at 6. And I just felt really drained. That wasn't enough sleep for me. So lately, I've just been thinking that when school does start again, I want to try to go to bed at like 10:30 and get up at 6 or 6:30. Because I have noticed that I need 8 to 10 hours of sleep. So if I don't get that much sleep, I'm not going to have enough energy for the rest of the day. Actually, I've been taking naps during the day when I get up that early. I know for a lot of people, it's not that early, but it's pretty early for me. Also, this might be kind of a short-ish podcast, because Ava's not here, so it'll be a little shorter. Okay. I wanna start reading. Okay, here's the thing. I don't really love reading. Like, I can like read stuff for school and whatnot, but I just when I can't just pick up a book and read it for fun. I know it's bad and stuff, but I want to start reading. I want to start picking up a book and just reading for fun during the day. But sometimes I am not a big reader, so I do want to try to start reading more and going to the library and picking out books and whatnot. So, I just thought of another thing I'm writing down. So yeah, I really want to get better at reading. Because I think that books can be very fun. And so I want to enjoy it. I want to learn how to enjoy them because a lot of times I just get bored with them. So yeah. And then after I talk about what I want to get better at, I'm just gonna say what I improved in the last year. So I'm just gonna write them down really quick and I'll be right back. Okay, so I've written down a few things for what I got better at in this year, but I'm still gonna just finish what I was already talking about what I want to get better at next year. So I want to excuse me. Sorry if you could hear that. But I want to get better at the podcast because, as you guys already know, I mean, if you're listening to this and you listen to the intro, I was talking about how bad I am at this. Like, I don't want to say like I'm terrible at it, but I'm not like necessarily good at it. So I wanna start recording the podcast a few days earlier than it goes up, because I will record the podcast later than it goes up, and or no, not later than it goes up, either the same day or later than it goes up. So sometimes it's like a Tuesday or Wednesday the next 2 week that it's supposed to be, like last week. So that wasn't too amazing. I'm sorry. Honestly, I'm so sorry. I wish I was better at this and I want to improve. I honestly do. So I would really appreciate it if you guys gave me a topic that you want to hear about, and I would honestly really appreciate that so I can have more ideas, 'cause it's really hard to come up with podcast ideas. So I think that's definitely one of the reasons why I haven't been recording the podcast much. So I'm so sorry about that. So yeah, please comment down below some podcast ideas. And yeah. Next thing is I want to stay focused more. So sometimes I procrastinate. Honestly, a lot of people, it happens to everyone. We procrastinate sometimes. We're humans. We are not perfect. So lately I've actually gotten better at this. But I also want to get better at it this new year. So what I want to do is, or what I have been doing, is kind of procrastinating about getting math, or not math, science and history done, because those are the ones that I have to read for. But lately, instead of procrastinating about it, I've been taking notes, and that's helped me so much. I honestly, taking notes, and like if I'm listening to music or something, I have to just turn off the music. If you're listening to music and you just don't want to turn off the music, turn off the music. It really won't be that bad after you do it. So lately, I've been just taking out my headphones for a while, doing some history, doing some science, and getting everything done. And then when I do the easier classes where I don't need to read anything, I'll listen to music or put my headphones back on and whatnot. So, again, taking notes has helped me so much with doing school and stuff. So I would definitely recommend it. And just sometimes you just have to take your headphones out, have to turn the music off, because it sometimes listening to stuff or podcasts. If you listen to podcasts, I listen to podcasts sometimes too. But sometimes that can make stuff not like. It can really distract you. Okay. So now we're going to move into things that I improved on in this year. First of all, I started working out. I know this is something I want to improve, but I also have just started this year. And I feel a lot better about myself and just a lot better in general. Because, like, I feel like I have a cleaner mind because I've been working out and exercising and getting fresh air. So, that's definitely something I would recommend. Either going on a walk, doing a at-home workout, because that's what I do. You don't even have to go to a gym if you're not old enough. Like, I'm not old enough to go to a gym. So, I just do, like, an at-home workout, either on YouTube or find something on Pinterest. I know Pinterest has a lot of good workouts to do. So YouTube or Pinterest, those are really good sources of where you can find it or to work out. So yeah, this year I started working out, and I've just, like, I think it was in summer actually, and I've just felt a lot better about myself since then. And okay, so that was the first thing that I've improved on this year. The next thing is piano. At the beginning of the year, it had only been my second year of doing piano. Now I've been doing it for 3 years, and I've improved so much. I can't even explain it. Like, I could barely play any song at the beginning of the year, but now I can look up a song to play and the chords, and I kind of just pick it up. And I think I've improved a lot on piano, and it's really fun. If you guys want to learn an instrument, it's really fun. It takes your mind off a lot of things. So I'd really recommend playing an instrument. It's very fun to learn. Next thing is singing. I have practiced singing a lot this year, I always sing though. I always like, just if I'm doing something like cleaning or cooking or whatever, I usually just start singing to pass the time. So I usually sing anyways, but this year I've been playing my piano and singing at the same time. Playing the piano and singing and just learning new songs, and I really enjoy it. And yeah, I think I've gotten a lot better this year. Next thing is makeup. If you guys have been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I've been interested in, you know that I've, one of my hobbies is makeup, and that I want to be a cosmetologist when I'm older. So at the beginning of the year, I actually have pictures of my makeup that I would do on my mom. It was really bad. Just letting you guys know. It was really bad. Everything about what I was doing at that time was wrong. So I have improved a lot of makeup. And yeah, I just, because it's kind of like, before, makeup was kind of just for fun. But now it's a passion of mine. So I think I've always been interested in fashion and stuff. But yeah, it was definitely not very good at the beginning of the year. I think I had one more that I had just thought of. Also, I've actually been doing this for like 2 years now, but I think I've gotten better at rollerblading. In the summer when it was like warmer outside, I would rollerblade every day around the block. So I really enjoyed rollerblading. So that, I think with all the practice that I had in rollerblading, I got better and knew where every crack and pebble and stuff were on the street. So I would always avoid them. So I don't know. I'm not sure if I actually got better at it. I just knew where to be cautious. So I think that's going to close off today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please comment below your workout schedule if you work out and what you guys want to improve on in the next year. And leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, follow us on Spotify, and let us know what you think about the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you next week. Bye.